Hey, everyone. I'm Megan Shudark, and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. Thank you for joining and tuning in today. It has been a while since I have jumped on here. It has just been kind of crazy life. I just went to Vegas and going to stay home for the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm off to Kansas City. So it has been a traveling adventure. So today I'm going to talk about, does having an upline make or break you? I'm going to give you some tips and ideas and my personal opinion on the subject matter, but that's what I'm talking about today. Does having an upline make or break you? So first I want to establish the difference between an upline and a mentor. They are very different and they can be very different. An upline is someone who signs you up. Someone that you sign up with, that's it. That's an upline. A mentor is someone who mentors you in the industry, someone who shows you how it's done, and someone who has already proven to be successful. So this is somebody who is already in the industry, already successful, and they're going to show you the ropes. That is what a mentor is. An upline is simply somebody who you sign up with. So next thing I want to talk about is how to interview an upline. When you are considering joining the network marketing industry, one of the biggest things you have to do is you have to interview your upline. You have to interview whoever you're going to be signing up for. This is the first step to success in your business. So some things that you want to ask your potential upline, and it's okay if you interview many. It's okay. I wouldn't share this information with each of the mentors or the uplines that you're interviewing, but it is okay to interview more than one person because you want to make sure you join the right person, because this is a long-lasting industry. This is something that obviously you want to be in, so you want to make sure you get in with the right people. So some of the questions that I recommend asking and that I have been asked during an interview is how long they've been with the company. This is going to tell you a lot of things. This is going to tell you if they're serious. This is going to tell you how long the company's been around. This is going to tell you when they joined, to kind of gauge of when they've joined and how knowledgeable they are. The next question, how did you build your business? This is going to tell you whether they're a mentor or just an upline. If they have specifics on how they built their business, they're probably not going to give you every single detail and every single secret, because of course, what's the point in signing up with them then? So as long as they can give you some vague description of how they built their business, then you know that they're working it. The next question is, how long have you been in the industry? Not the company, in the industry. This is going to tell you another type of thing. This is going to tell you how long they've been in this industry, how long they've been successful, and how knowledgeable they are in the industry. Because to find a perfect upline, you want to have somebody who's knowledgeable, not just about your company, not just about the products, but also about the network marketing industry. The next question is, are you with other companies? If I interview an upline and they tell me they're with two companies, three companies, five companies, that is a red flag, because how do they know which opportunity is right? If they're successful, why do they have all these other companies? It is hard enough to build one solid, successful company and to have multiples. So that's a big red flag for me personally. The next thing is, do you provide training and what kind? A leader and a sponsor and a mentor is going to have a training platform, whether it be a group on social media, a group chat, a weekly Zoom, a monthly Zoom, whatever. They're going to have some type of platform for training that they can provide to you. They're going to be able to tell you what kind. If they're having to kind of rustle around and don't have a straight answer, that probably means that they're not a leader and they don't have a team and they don't have training for them. I've been asked a few times, is this my full-time career? And I think people ask this question because they want to know if you're available limited hours, if you're available full-time, or if this is just a hobby for you, because you want to find somebody who's in it for the long haul, a ride or die upline. The next one is, what support do you provide? And this is separate from training. Support is, are you available for three-way calls? Are you available for me to call you and have you answer my questions? Do you provide support at opportunity events? Do you provide support and come out to different events around the country? This is something that is important to ask as well. Ask about products in the company to see what their knowledge is. You also want to ask about the products in the company. But not only are you interviewing them, but you're interviewing the company. You want to know what kind of products they have, what kind of company it is, what kind of CEOs it has, things like that. And if they know, then that means they're pretty knowledgeable and they've dug in and done their research and they're ready to lead. Never, ever, ever ask about money or how much they make. 9 times out of 10, no one is going to tell you their income. They're going to beat around the bush. My favorite thing is, I don't know, because I'm still making it. I hate when people ask how much money I make or how much money they can make, because one, it's against compliance and against FTC compliance for somebody to tell you how much money they make. So never, ever ask. It's bad judgment. Don't do it. The next thing is, having a mentor and upline will guide you to success. If you can find somebody who is an upline and a mentor, you are golden. You are set for success. You are going to have a successful business. Not interviewing an upline could lead you astray. If you don't interview your upline and you're just signing up with your aunt, your uncle, your best friend from high school, if you don't interview them, that could lead you astray and lead you to non-success, and it could lead you to having to find other companies. So definitely interview your uplines. If you're interested in the position, if you are in the position with a bad or no upline, then reaching out and finding a mentor is what you need to do. So if you did sign up with somebody and they're not an upline, or they're just a bad upline, or you have no upline, then you need to start reaching out to people in the industry and find a good mentor. Most of the time you might have to pay for their services, but you know what? It might be worth it. You also have to interview a mentor. You need to find out how successful they are. Are they really successful, or are they just blowing smoke? There's so many network marketing mentors. It's unreal. So you definitely have to find one that is legit. And then you want to be the upline that you never had. Be the upline and the sponsor and the mentor that you never had, and so that you can build a solid foundation and a solid team. Always remember, your sponsors and uplines are busy. You're not their only teammate, so be respectful of their time. Don't be one of those people who are like, I just messaged you 5 seconds ago, why haven't you responded? That is not going to get you anywhere, and most of the time, you're not going to get the help you're seeking. Find your answers before asking. I always tell my team, try to find the answer before asking. If you can't, then ask and we'll find it. A good leader will never hold your hand, they will never tell you the answers, and they will never do your business for you. If you have a leader who is holding your hand or running your business, or instead of telling you where to find the answer, they just tell you the answer, they're setting you up for failure. No joke. If I asked my upline for a question, I did not get the answer. She told me where to find the answer. Or she would say, here's the link, read and find it. Here's a video, watch and listen for it. So if an upline or a sponsor or a leader is telling you the answers or holding your hand or doing your business for you, they're setting you up for failure. So be diligent, interview before you join. That is the biggest tip I can give you. If you're ready to get into this industry, you've already found your company, start interviewing sponsors. Make sure you find a sponsor, a leader, a mentor, not somebody who's just going to be your best friend, because that's not going to get you anywhere in the business. It may be your best friend. Your best friend may be one of those great sponsors and a mentor, but you have to interview everyone. So I hope this has helped and helped some people figure out what direction they need to go to start building. The network marketing industry is one of the toughest industries to be in, but it's one of the most rewarding industries to be in. And this industry has given me my quality of life back. It's given me time freedom. It's given me, broke the chains from the normal 9 to 5, and it's given me an income to be able to provide for my family. So definitely make sure you do your due diligence. And thanks for listening. If you do like this channel, please share with your friends and leave a review. Bye, guys.